What you can hear is the sound of the 19th century. Well, a part of it at least. The Industrial Revolution. In the 19th century, Barcelona and its surrounding area was fully immersed in the Industrial Revolution, and mill towns, factories, and chimneys began to appear all around. During the 19th century, however, some towns such as Cerdanyola managed to escape the industrial turmoil for the time being, and the bourgeoisie family owners and their families availed themselves of them for a change of scene. And summer holidays were born. Cerdanyola being nearby and well connected by railway to Barcelona soon became a popular summer holiday destination. Houses and villas that reflected the modernista architectural fashion that was prevalent in Barcelona at the time went up everywhere, and some new public works, such as the rectory, designed by Eduard Maria Balcells Buigas, were also built in the modernista style. Craftsmen and artists worked shoulder to shoulder to forge weather vanes and handrails, to make furniture and stained glass windows, like the ones you can see in this room. Following the modernista precept of total art, with nature as the source of inspiration. Holidaymakers provided Cerdanyola with a direct link to Europe, and the ideas emerging there, as well as to movements such as Modernisme, and the streets of the town were full of evidence of that. In the evenings, many of these new Modernista houses, or torras, as they are called, provided the setting for soirees and gatherings of some of the most outstanding and prestigious personalities from the worlds of art, music and literature of the day, such as Enric Granados, Víctor Català and Pau Casals. Cerdanyola, that little country village, would never be the same again.